Good morning, brethren. If I can get my notes lined out. It is a blessing to be in the house of the Lord and among the brethren. Take time to be holy was the first song that was done this morning. It kind of dovetails a little bit with the thoughts that I have. Holy means to be uncommon. We need to have an uncommon commitment and live uncommon lives. But the title of this morning's thought is Indivisible. I think Brother Richard will like that. He likes those one-word titles. Indivisible. I'll start by saying that it was Condoleezza Rice that once said that credibility is not divisible. We can't say that our credibility is intact in one area and not credible in another. It can't be separated. I was at the gym the other day, and I had a revealing conversation with a young man. In fact, I just talked to Dr. Brody a minute ago. This is a young man that was introduced to him back in the summer, during summer school, and was made aware of the campus ministry, which I think that you may hear from him, Brother Pat. But I happened to have a conversation with this young man. I consider him a friend because we've had several conversations before. Student at the University of Arkansas. And he's a Christian. He's raised in a Southern Baptist church. I would describe him as a very pleasant and delightful young man. In the course of our conversations, he told me how hard it was to live as a Christian in the university environment and the culture. I think something that we can all relate to. He talked about the constant pressure to set aside his faith until he finished college because there's such a rejection of the Christian worldview on campus. And I can tell you this young man's heart is for Christ, even though yet he struggles to live it out. But like I said, I don't think that's anything new. I think we all do that. And I really have great respect for the young man, and I wanted to encourage him. So I tried to give him some advice, and the first thing I told him was that the Christian life is indivisible, that it can't be separated out into a private, secular life and a spiritual, religious life, that it is one life. And the truth of the gospel is that you are in Christ, and Christ is in you, and that relationship is indivisible. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. So I encourage him that you have to put your faith in your name to those values that you hold. Otherwise, you do not hold those values. They're not yours. And that your profession of faith in Christ has no credibility without living it out. You have to live for him. And we stood in the gym for over an hour. Over an hour. Neither one of us got much done. And we talked about how the world system is always trying to make us conform to its image, to cause us to compromise our beliefs and our lifestyle. And I end up apologizing to him for taking up so much of his workout time. And it was interesting that he said, no, this conversation is what I needed today. Amen. I can work out another day. Amen. But anyway, that discussion has been on my mind this week and is the basis of my random thought. I want to share a couple of verses with you this morning. Kind of expand on those thoughts from this week. In Philippians chapter 1, verses 27 through 30, it says, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel. And in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of God. For unto you is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same affliction which he saw in me, and now here to be in me. Paul says, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel. He's encouraging us to walk in a manner that is worthy of the gospel. In a manner that honors Christ and his sacrifice for us. The phrase, let your conversation be, interestingly, means to behave as a citizen. To behave as a citizen. To conduct oneself as pledged to some law of life. We are citizens of the kingdom of God and not of this world. The law of life for us is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I think we tend to limit the gospel to just the simple message of conveying what is required to receive eternal life. And that's a critical. We don't want to undermine that. That is critical because no man is saved without that message. But I believe that there is an equally important aspect to the gospel that is too often overlooked in our lives. In Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, Paul says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed, from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Verse 17 says, "For therein." And therein, that is the gospel. In that is revealed the righteousness of God from faith to faith. From the faith through which we were given the righteousness of God to a life of righteousness that's lived daily by faith. Amen. From beginning to end, the gospel is indivisible as well. Amen. We don't just enter into the gospel by faith, but you live out your life through faith. It's not something that is separated out. Because it is only through faith that a righteous man has life. The just shall live by faith. Amen. That's why the song "Take Time to Be Holy" was so appropriate. The gospel teaches us that our lives are indivisible. It can't be separated out into parts. It is a coexistent life with Christ that he describes as a vine and branch relationship. A relationship in which we must abide in him or we can do nothing. Nothing we do in this life matters, nor in this life or the next to come. It reminded me of the verse in Mark chapter 8, verse 35. "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it." In Titus chapter 2, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." And finally, back in Philippians chapter 1, Paul encourages us not only to live in a manner that is worthy of the gospel, but he also challenges them and us to stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving for the faith of the gospel. To stand fast has a military connotation. It means to not give up any ground. It's inevitable that the attacks will come from a variety of forms, but we have to stand fast for the truths of the scripture and for the exclusivity of the gospel of Christ. There is no other. In one spirit and one mind striving together, there can't be a conflict or division among us because it requires a united front, especially in the church, striving together to sustain the truth that was once delivered to the saints. So we ask ourselves, at least I ask myself, are we living a life worthy of the gospel? Are we trying to have it both ways? There's a word that is that I seldom use that is thrown around a lot. And that word is awesome. Everybody thinks something is awesome. This is awesome. That's awesome. If everything is awesome, then nothing is awesome. But there are some things in life that are very awesome. Like the awesome beauty of the gospel of Christ. Also, like the awesome responsibility and the privilege that we have to speak it and to live it. We should all glory in the gospel and be awe-inspired by what God has done in our lives. Amen? Amen. Amen.
We're glad you joined us for our services here at Mission Boulevard Baptist Church. We look forward to having you join us again online, but you are always welcome to personally attend any of our services at the Mission Boulevard Baptist Church here in Fayetteville, Arkansas.